I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Saudi troubles and animation bookend our broadcast today. God is working behind the scenes of Islamic violence in Saudi Arabia and global short films. And we'll begin today in the Middle East, where Saudi Arabia looks to have its deadliest year in terms of executions than any other year this decade. The country drew sharp criticism from human and religious rights watchdogs. Riyadh claimed they were executing opposition figures, but Open Doors USA's Isaac Six explains.
The concern is that many of those who are executed are part of the Shia Muslim minority, and so there's a concern that there may have been some discrimination.
A loose definition of opposition figures could include Christians or anyone else deemed to be trouble. It's also why Saudi Arabia showed up again as a country of particular concern, or CPC, in the annual report for the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom.
When a country is designated a CPC, there's implications. By default, they may face economic or diplomatic sanctions from the United States for that designation. Now, there is a mechanism where the president can waive those sanctions.
Prayer is the strongest recourse, says Six. A bright note, Open Door says the body of Christ grew last year in Saudi Arabia. New believers are bolder about their newfound faith.
One of the really important things to pray for is for hope for those who are facing persecution. Sometimes they can feel so isolated, they can feel so alone. So just praying that God will comfort them, will bring them hope and encouragement in that time. Pray for support. Pray that others will come to them and support them in their time of crisis and need.
Next, a Cambodian proverb says, "Fear not the future, weep not for the past." The proverb is appropriate for a country whose recent history is riddled with tragedy. Between the Vietnam War and four brutal years under communist rule resulting in the deaths of 1.5 million people, Cambodia bears deep scars today. John Podaiti, president and CEO of Bibles for the World, has seen the devastation firsthand.
When I first went in there in late 1998, it was still like a war zone. There was one paved road in the entire capital of Phnom Penh between the airport and the King's Palace, and everything else was just rubble.
Bibles for the World distributes scripture in Cambodia and supports the local church. Cambodia holds a special place in the heart of the ministry, and at the end of this year, they're going to launch a new project to encourage a gospel movement in that nation.
One of the key events is going to be that Franklin Graham is going to be holding a festival there, Love Phnom Penh Festival, and we're looking at coming alongside that festival and helping provide scriptures for those who make decisions for Christ at the evening programs, and also for doing scripture distribution in and around that program.
Please pray for Cambodians to find comfort and joy in God's Word.
What is your name?
Legion.
You've just heard an excerpt from Legion, the Jesus Film Project's newest short film. It's an animated version of the account in Mark chapter 5 when Jesus heals a man filled with demons. Director and former Disney animator Dominic Carolla tells us,
"It's obviously a redemption story, but with sometimes seems to be an ever darkening world, a lot of people are looking for freedom from their own personal demons, whatever they may be."
Irv Clatius, Legion's producer, says the film's popularity is a good sign. The Jesus Film Project debuted Legion in 32 languages, and it's already gaining global attention.
It really seems to be something that the Lord wanted us to pursue.
You can watch Legion through a link at our website, or
check out the Jesus Film website or the app. Everything that we make is freely downloadable and shareable. So that's the whole point, is to equip the body of Christ to have creative and high quality things like this to share with their friends and start those conversations.
Just be sure to watch with a mindful eye.
The film opens with cutting. This is a film really for 15 to 25 or older, just some very real issues, but it's a timeless story, but God's deliverance of this man in the midst of that.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Open Doors USA is offering a special e-art book called Tears of Gold. This is the result of a trauma recovery program for Christian women in Nigeria, and it tells a moving story of God's hope through pain. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.